The boyish private takes off from behind the wall and runs out into the street, joining the others as they sprint down the block. One by one, they start to get picked off, leaving only the boyish young private, who scales a wooden gate next to a sign for Rue Belrod. Retrieving his rifle on the other side, he starts to chamber around, but it jams. Bullets begin to shred the wooden gate only a couple of feet away from him. Using his fingers, he finally clears the jam, locks the bolt in place, and takes aim at the gate. As he backs away, another barrage splinters the wood and sends a spray of dirt erupting from the ground. Ditching his rifle, he runs through a home's back garden, scampers over a low rooftop overgrown with foliage, and emerges onto another street. He ducks behind a garbage shed.
English! I'm English! Only!
At the end of the road, a rifleman rises from behind a sandbag fortification and gestures, beckoning him over. The boyish English private, known as a Tommy, sprints over, and the rifleman pulls him down behind the sandbags.
Allez, anglais. Bon voyage.
The Tommy looks around at more French soldiers hunkered down among the sandbag trenches. Their cold eyes regard him grimly. As the sandbags come under assault, the Tommy bolts down the next road. Left behind to defend their position, the Frenchmen return fire with their unseen enemy. The Tommy sprints at a fast clip down a narrow avenue. Reaching the end of a corridor between two closed-up restaurants, he finds himself on the seashore and slows to a tentative walk. Legions of soldiers stand in formation along various points of the sandy beach, along with munitions crates and an anti-aircraft gun. Catching his breath, the Tommy takes in the panoramic view laid out before him. He proceeds slowly onto the beach toward four tall white poles in the sand. The lines of soldiers stretch all the way out into the low, gentle surf, with transport trucks parked in a row further inland. The Tommy hustles around one of the trucks to a grassy sand dune. Moving out of view of the soldiers on the beach, he undoes his belt, drops his pants, and squats, keeping his lower half cloaked under his heavy infantry coat. He glances further inland and discovers another man just a few yards away, digging in the sand with a shovel. The stranger pauses as the two of them lock eyes. The Tommy straightens, pulling his pants back up. Following a well-trod path of footsteps in the sand, he makes his way over to the other man, who resumes digging. The Tommy kneels beside him. The stranger shovels sand over a pair of bare feet, protruding from the ground. As the Tommy helps cover them up, he notices the other man lacing up his black leather boots next to a water canteen. Their eyes meet again. The Tommy nods toward the canteen, and the stranger hands it over to him. Popping the cork, the boyish private takes a long drink. The stranger folds his arms around his knees as he watches him. The Tommy replaces the cork, which is tethered to the nozzle on a string, and gives him back the canteen. Both men rise. Making his way back toward the beach, the Tommy tightens his belt around the waist of his baggy pants, while the other man tucks in his half-buttoned uniform shirt. In the distance, the rooftops of French cottages peak above the ridgeline of the dunes. At the beach, a unit of soldiers stands waist-deep in the surf, while a battleship looms further out at sea. The Tommy walks uncertainly past the various regiments before finally getting into the back of one line. The soldier ahead of him gives him a look.
It's grenadiers, mate.
He nods for the newcomer to move on. The Tommy trudges away through the sand. Up ahead, another long line of soldiers files out double file from the village and groups together along the shore. Stretcher bearers hurry onto the sand with the wounded.
Out of the way.